from the Gospel, and also from the readings, we know that Jesus is our shepherd. The responsorial psalm, also Psalm 100, says, "We are his people, the sheep of his flock." They mean to say, we are all one in Jesus. We are called to be one with him. Jesus loves each one of us. He loves, but he won't spoil us. He needs to respond with love. You know, before Jesus was entered to heaven, it is Sea of Galilee. After the early morning, his disciples were fishing to know a whale, and asked them to put the net on the left side of the boat, the right side of the boat, and they got plentiful fish. And after that, Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?" for three times. As we read from the Gospel, you know that Peter, at the house of the high priest, he denied that he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, "I never met that person. What are you talking about? I never knew him." You know, he denied. Of course, it hurts the heart of Jesus. But Jesus' heart is always forgiving. So before he ascended to heaven, he just asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Today, also Jesus will ask the same questions. Do you love me? But love, in this sense, is not only a kind of sentiment. You have to go through hardship. Because when we say yes to God, means we say yes to his holy will. And so different from one another, our will of God is so different. I'm called the priest. I have to live my priesthood to the fullest. If you're called to be in the family, you have to live the fullest of family life. Let us say that a priest is better than a layman. No. It's different vocation, but the same quality of life. If I do not live on a daily basis to do the will of God, I fail. The will of God for me is stay in the church, work for the people. And if I waste my time to do my own work and not for the church, I fail. The same, you live in a family or working for a family. If you're lazy, the same. You're not fulfilling the will of God. So God is calling us to fulfill his will. And Jesus knows, to do the will of God is not always easy. Although a simple thing, the hardest thing. The simple thing is to live well every present moment. For me, at this moment, I have to make full attention with love to speak out. On your part, you have to put down all your thoughts. What you're going to do this afternoon, put them down. If you are living in his will, you should have a love here. Love means for you is to listen. If you don't listen, although you don't do any other work, you do not live well the will of God. It's difficult because we're used to distract ourselves, not only by our cell phone, But so mentally, we think of so many other things. What I'm going to do this afternoon, or what had happened yesterday. All these things come out our head. You cannot pay full attention. It's difficult. The presence of God, the leave the present moment, means that the will of God for you is now you listen, one mind, one heart. Try not to be distracted. If you're distracted, come back. Moment by moment. So it's not easy. Now you ask yourself, what are you thinking about? Are you listening to me? To what extent? You see? You may tell yourself, I'm listening. They ask you, what did I say? You may say, well, that's what we're happening, not only in the Mass. Every time, even when you cook, you don't cook for attention. You think so many other things. Things in the Philippines, things of a husband. If some calling, do that first, before you cook. You're not living well. You see, Jesus is inviting each one of us to follow him. When he say, ask Peter, do you love me? Not only just do you say your prayer. Our prayer is to live well God's will. So all the time is to say yes. Our heavenly mother, when she was called to be the mother of God, he just, thy will be done. Even Jesus himself, at the Garden of Gethsemane, he was so painful. Lord, can you lift this cup away from me? It's not according to my will, but your will, the will of God the Father. You see, all through, even on the cross, even he cried out, God, God, why have you forsaken me? But still, because this is the will of God, at the end he still says, thy will be done. So this is what we have to learn. Your will be done in a different way. So don't compare. Don't judge. You, God called you in this way. Don't complain. Why doesn't he do this and he doesn't do that? You know, once Peter was asking Jesus, because Jesus said, in the future, now you are young, you can go anywhere. When you grow old, you get handicapped and you cannot do what you want. And then he asked Jesus, what about John? Jesus said, well, he said, mind your own business. You just follow me. So this is our attitude. Mind our own business. And we just say yes to the will of God the Father. This is what we say. God is our shepherd. He leads us to God the Father. What we have to do is just to abandon ourselves, to say yes to him.